Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 15th chapter, reading verses 21 through 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Pray with me, please. Gracious God, we pray today that our hearts, our minds, and our souls would be open to what you would have us learn here today. And may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be pleasing unto you, Lord God. Amen. You know, this passage has always given me a little bit of trouble. Because you've got someone coming with a request of Jesus, a healing request for a daughter. Now, what has Jesus always done in the past in situations like this? He's done something about it. Even when he got interrupted and the roof of the house was cut open and the lame man was lowered down, very unusual situation, Jesus still healed that man. So here you have a Canaanite woman who is outside of the dwelling where Jesus is, asking to come in, imploring Jesus to help her. And the disciples, first off, basically say, "Go away, woman. You're not supposed to be here. You're from Canaan. This is not a proper place for you." But she kept on going, and the disciples go in, and Jesus basically says nothing. And this woman finally gets in, talks to Jesus. And Jesus basically rebukes her. "I'm here only for the children of Israel. You know, it's not right to take the food that is meant for the children of Israel and to give it to other people." And the woman retorts back, "Even the crumbs that fall from the table will feed the dogs." To which Jesus then says, "You have a pretty good faith there. Matter of fact, I think you've got an excellent faith. Let it be as you say." And her daughter was healed. So you've got this thing with Jesus where he's not acting like Jesus. Could he possibly be trying to teach
in this moment?
I think so,
if you look at it.
Now, just like when we talked about Jesus walking on the water, that there was two viewpoints to that story, the one of Jesus and the one of Peter. Here, too, we've got different viewpoints on the same thing. And that is basically talking about barriers. Here, we've got a Canaanite woman trying to get in, trying to see Jesus, which is in the past has been a pretty easy thing to do. And you got the disciples saying, go away. You're from Canaan. What are you even doing here, dirty, rotten scoundrel? She can't get in. She keeps trying. And the disciples go to Jesus and talks about this. And Jesus Christ, Son of God, throws a barrier up. I'm here for the children of Israel. I'm not here for any Canaanite woman. So there's a lot of barriers. There's a lot of pushback on this woman, trying to keep her from doing what she wants to do, and quite frankly, to be where she really needs to be, and that is the presence of Jesus. Part of our society, probably for a while, has always been to try to keep the bad people out, only let in the good people. Unfortunately, we see this in the church. We see this with, you have to be part of the right family in order to worship at the church. And that's true, because that's what the sentiment was at one of the churches that I previously pastored number of years ago. Or we don't want him to come in. He's an alcoholic. He smells of bad whiskey. We don't want him in here. Oh my gosh, no. Don't let her in. She's an unwed mother, who the father has left her. We don't want her to be here, to come into our church. We do not want these people to soil this good, blessed place that we have here. Sounds kind of familiar? Indeed. I've said it before, some people think that the church is a country club which has exclusive membership requirements. And a lot of churches have bought into that. And the thing is, the church is not a country club. The church is an intensive care ward where people come in to get healed, to fill their lives. Now let me tell you something. You all are intensive care patients. I am too. But you can expand this beyond the church to, we put up barriers where we don't want to deal with certain people. You go to Philadelphia or New York City or to Chicago, and you walk around, and what do you see? You see a lot of homeless. Not looking very nice, not smelling very nice, begging, asking for money. What do you do? Ignore them. I don't want to deal with them. I don't want to deal with them. We put up that barrier that keeps us from being where we need to be and being who we need to be. And that is God here on earth. So I think partly that's why Jesus acted the way that he did, to show us the danger of having these barriers in our lives. I'm not saying that all barriers are bad, but we need to be careful. Now the other perspective of this is from the Canaanite woman. Anyone from the land of Canaan was looked down upon. They weren't supposed to be in the major Jewish cities and whatnot. But she has heard about Jesus. And a little bit more unusual, she believes that Jesus is the Son of God, the Son of David. And that Jesus can indeed heal her daughter. So again, what happens? She comes to the door and says, "Jesus, Son of David, I need your help. My daughter is sick." And what happens? She runs into that barrier that is being put up. No, you can't come in. Then you got the barrier that Jesus did put up. Now, she could have just given up. She could have just thrown her hands up and said, "You know what? This is never going to happen. I guess what I thought I knew as truth is no longer truth." But she didn't. And she found a way to overcome the barriers that were placed before her. She knew what she wanted. She wanted to go see Jesus because she had faith. She knew that he would heal her daughter. So she persevered. She kept trying until she was able to overcome those things that were stopping her. And even when she gets in there, and Jesus basically says, "Lady, I can't do anything for you. You're from Canaan, and I'm here for the children of Israel." The biggest, and I'm sure that she was very disheartened when she heard that, but she found a way to overcome and said, "Even the dogs eat the scraps that fall off the table." And Jesus said, "You have great faith." Now, I think in part what Jesus is saying is, he is saying, your faith in me is a good thing, but your faith that you can overcome the barriers that have been set before you, your faith, your perseverance,
That is also a good thing. Inevitably in life, things are going to happen. Roadblocks are going to happen. We don't know anything about that, Holly, right? No.
Smooth sailing.
What?
Smooth sailing.
Everything's great.
Holly had her ankle surgery, and as you know, they made a small incision on the outside of her foot, and infection came out. They couldn't complete the surgery. We got to go back. There.
You got to stick around here in the hospital while we culture this thing, and you know we're going to give you intravenous antibiotics, and we're going to check everything. We're going to come in at 3:30 in the morning to do a blood draw and all of that. Then you finally get out, we come back. Holly's got a problem with her PICC line. Go to the hospital, another obstacle to overcome. Got a little blood clot. Okay? I'm going to put a new one. That starts to hurt. And you got to go back and you got to get it checked out. So, we can all think of times like what Holly and I are experiencing now, where there is something that we want or that we need to have done, and there are just these barriers, these roadblocks, these speed bumps that we keep running into. So what do? Well, first thing is we think about what it is that we are trying to do, whether it is to see Jesus, to heal our child, whether it is to get an ankle fixed, whether it is to do anything else in those roadblocks. How important is that? Is that important enough that we will say, you know what? I need to get there. So I need to find a way to get there, to get over these obstacles, these barriers. What's the next thing you do? Pray. All right? You're not going to get through those barriers on your own. You need some help, and you've got the greatest helper in the world. You've got the Holy Spirit that will whisper in your ear, you know what? This is going to clear up, but you need to wait the day. You need to do this. Hey, you need to go talk to this person, and they will help you overcome that barrier. Don't give up. You keep trying. You reach out to family, to friends to get support. And just like that Canaanite woman, you keep overcoming the barriers to get to what you need. Or where you need to be. So the last thing that I will mention is make sure that you're not putting up barriers that keep you from taking advantage of the opportunities that God gives you, both opportunities for yourself, opportunities to help your fellow man. Opportunities to save the church some money on getting the floors done. Bad example. So, we're going to hit speed bumps, barriers, obstacles in our lives. And we need to continue to push forward, to get past them, and not let ourselves be stopped by them. Amen.
As we come to the time of prayer again, I will